hearth tales. Does Cressler seem less than human to you?
In half a hundred ways. He gives his sons to the wood. A long silence, then, yes. And,
yes,
the raven muttered, strutting.
Yes, yes, yes.
You knew.
Smallwood told me, long ago. All the rangers know, though few will talk of it.
Did my uncle know?
All the rangers, Mormont repeated. Do you think I ought to stop him? Kill him, if need be?
The old bear sighed.
Were it only that he wished to rid himself of some mouths, I'd gladly send Yorin or Conwys to collect the boys. We could raise them to the black, and the watch would be that much the stronger, but the wildlings serve crueler gods than you or I. These boys are Craster's offerings, his prayers, if you will.
His wives must offer different prayers, John thought.
How is it you came to know this?
The old bear asked him.
From one of Craster's wives?
Yes, my lord, John confessed. I would sooner not tell you which. She was frightened and wanted help.
The wide world is full of people wanting help, John. Would that some could find the courage to help themselves. Craster sprawls in his loft even now, stinking of wine and lost to sense. On his board below lies a sharp new axe. Were it me, I'd name it Answered Prayer and make an end.